Hello and welcome. If you're new to following Jesus, you might sometimes feel like your prayers aren't being answered. Don't worry, you're not alone. Today I'm going to share with you five common reasons why your prayers might not be working and how you can change that. So if you're interested, let's go ahead and jump right in. Reason number one, your motives might be wrong. Your motives might be wrong, or your motives might be off. And we find this in James chapter 4, verse 3. It says this, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. See, sometimes when we pray, we're praying for things just to make our lives easier or to get something we want. But God wants us to pray for things that align with His will and bring Him glory. Ask yourself these questions. Why am I praying for this? Is it for God's purposes or just for my own desires? Reason number two, you're not praying to the Heavenly Father. Now, this is a big one. We find it in this one that sometimes you're not praying to the Heavenly Father. And we find in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, it says this. Jesus says, when you pray, go in your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Now, prayer is about building a relationship with God the Father. It's not about talking to the universe or vague higher power. When you pray, speak directly to God as your loving Father. He wants to hear from you. I know when I first started praying, I'd be praying, it would seem like I'm just talking in the air until I begin to build a relationship with the Heavenly Father, and it became just like I'm talking to my natural born father. Reason number three, your prayers are repetitive. Now, this is a big one. We find this in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 7. We find this. It says, your prayers might be repetitive. Jesus warns us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. He says this. He says, when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Prayer isn't about how many words you can say or repeating the same phrases over and over and over again. It's about speaking honestly from your heart. Keep it simple and real. God values sincerity over fancy words. I remember one time I was praying to the Father, and I'm trying to be, you know, super deep and everything, if thou willest and everything. And then I said, you know what, Father, I just want to talk to you. And I start talking to him just like I'm talking to you right now. He says, now I can hear you. And he says, well, I said, why is that? He says, because now you're being real and you're not pretending to be something that you're not. When you pray, God wants to hear your heartfelt, sincere prayers that He may begin to establish that relationship with you. Reason number four, you're not praying in faith. Now, this one, ladies and gentlemen, this is huge. We find out in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says this. It says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have it, and it will be yours. Now, faith is trusting that God hears you and will answer in His way and timing. If you're doubting while praying, it's like saying you're not really sure God can do it. Trust Him fully. He's able to do more than we could even ask for, think, or imagine. You know, it's kind of like I was talking to one of my friends one day. I said, hey, if one of your kids came to you and said, hey, Daddy, I want a ham sandwich, but they tiptoeing and I don't know, Daddy, is it okay, wise father, if I can have just a, you would look at them like they crazy. Why? Because they should have total confidence in the relationship that they have with you, that when they come and ask you for something, they already know they have a right to it. And it's no different than when you're talking to the Heavenly Father, when you're coming to Him in faith, believing. And another way to define that word faith means being fully persuaded that what God said, He's well able to do it. And reason number five why your prayers might be hindered or not being answered is this. you're harboring unforgiveness. Now, this one, I call it the secret sauce, because sometimes people, when they're praying and they have unforgiveness in their heart. Now, it says this in Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Now, did you hear that? If you have anything, no matter how big or how small, against anyone, whether you know them, don't know them, might even be somebody in the community, but if you have something against them, the Lord says in His word, you need to forgive. I know, right? Woo, that's a tight one there. Holding on to bitterness, our grudges can block your prayers. Forgiveness isn't always easy, but it is essential for your relationship with God. When you let go of unforgiveness, it clears the way for God to move in your life. I remember one time I didn't even realize I had unforgiveness against someone. In fact, I thought I'd already forgiven them. And one day I was in prayer, and I'm praying and I'm going all in, and the Father says, you need to forgive so-and-so. And I'm like, Lord, I thought I did forgive so-and-so. He says, no, you just tucked it down to the point where it lied dormant, but it was still there. So you know what I did? I made a decision right there to forgive. And when I forgave, man, it was like somebody took a 20-pound weight off my shoulders. And then when I was able, I'm in prayer, I could hear clearer, and I had more confidence when I prayed. So there you are. You have 5 reasons your prayers might not be working. Number 1, you have the wrong motives. Number 2, you're not praying to the Heavenly Father. Number 3, you're having repetitive prayers. You're saying the same thing over and over again. Number 4, you lack faith. And number 5, you're harboring unforgiveness in your heart. If any of these things hit home, don't feel discouraged. God loves you and He wants to hear from you. Simply take these steps and watch how your prayer life grows. If this message encourages you, share it with someone else who needs to hear it. And remember, prayer isn't about getting answers. Isn't just about getting answers. It's about connecting with God. And you got to remember this. Prayer is not a monologue where you're doing all the talking. It's a dialogue where you and the Father are exchanging conversation one with another. Thank you for joining us today. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.